This morning. because they're all the same. But when the first 5 days are numbered, then we come to the preparation day to prepare for the Sabbath. So what does that mean for the Sabbath? It lifts up the Sabbath. And that's what I intend to do this morning. Thinking about Proverbs, for as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. How are we thinking in this time of trouble? I'm thinking that we need to be drawing close to Jesus, because He is our only hope. Nothing else matters. I can encourage, but I can't help. I can just say, believe on Jesus, and that's all I can do to help. When we were living in Texas yet, we had a storage unit. And this lady that ran the storage unit was very interesting to talk to. I would come in, every time I'd come in to pay my bill, I would talk to her about Jesus. And one day she said to me, "I just love it when you talk to me about Jesus." And so we continued talking together, and I'd bring books for her to read and everything. She already had The Great Controversy, but she hadn't read it yet. And so she had started reading those books. Hopefully she's still reading those books. Think about bringing other people to Jesus. How do we find Bible studies? How many have given Bible studies? Good. I haven't recently, but I have in the past. I had a friend who used to drive with me to work when I was living in Southern Cal. And he was smoking. He said to me one day, "Gerald, I want to quit smoking." I said, "Well, I can help with that." So I took him through a 5-day plan. And he quit smoking. He had already quit drinking. And then I said, "How would you like to have some Bible studies?" He said, "I'd love it." So I set him up with Bible studies with our Bible instructor at the church. And the whole family studied. And one day, he said to me, "Gerald, I want to be baptized." I said, "Well, let's talk to the pastor about that." But he said, "I want you to be in the tank with us when we're baptized." I said, "Well, I can do that." So we became good friends. He joined the church. He played the regular flat top guitar. are the basis of our church. With lots of children, we're going to have a strong base. And it all depends on how we teach them. Jesus in Isaiah 58, in verse 6, talks about a fast. He says, "This is the fast that I have chosen, to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free, and that you break every yoke." That's not talking about egg yolks either. Personally, I like to break my egg yolk. I want that done too. Do we need courage to talk to someone? Is it any different talking to someone out there than us talking amongst each other? That's another thing, too. When we talk together on the Sabbath, let's watch the tone of our voices and what we're talking about. Because it's awful easy to talk about something else that will detract from the Sabbath. And we need to be focused, especially today, because today is the day that Satan is looking to disturb us. He wants to disturb our Lord.